The Maoist nationwide strike has paralyzed commerce since it began on Sunday. They are demanding the immediate resignation of Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal so they can select the new head of a national unity government.
This is the current front line in this battle of wills. Behind me, riot police who are protecting the seat of government in Nepal. Just opposite them are thousands of Maoists who say if they do not get their demands soon, they will increase the pressure on the government. In the middle of the two groups, a number of brave human rights observers who are trying to do their best to make sure that this demonstration does not turn violent.
Nepal's army remains out of sight, but several hundred meters from the potential flashpoint, behind the walls of their camp, they can be heard marching to the sound of bagpipes, a subtle reminder of their presence. Political analysts say deploying the army would come only in the most desperate of circumstances. If troops were to confront the demonstrators, the Maoists are nearly certain to release the former guerrillas from UN-supervised camps, plunging the country back into civil war. Nepal's top three political parties have failed to reach an accord despite several meetings. Maoist Party Vice Chairman Narayan Kaji Shrestha acknowledges there was no breakthrough in the latest talks Wednesday.
But today we agreed to continue the dialogue among ourselves in order to forge a national consensus.
Nepal's media brokered the latest three-way session. The media felt compelled as a respected stakeholder of the peace process to take the unusual step to compel the feuding parties to sit down yet again, says Nepali Federation of Journalists President Dharmendra Jha.
This is an excellent question for us. We thought that this is our social responsibility, and this is our national responsibility also.
The political unrest and street protests are prompting some foreign visitors to leave Nepal early, while others are canceling trips to the Himalayan country. That is a big blow to one of Asia's poorest nations, with an economy heavily dependent on tourism dollars and remittances from Nepali workers abroad. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kathmandu.